How do you manage fear on the team? How do you maintain morale and motivation on the team?
Well, I think there are two elements to that. I think in terms of fear, even though the volume is up, you know, I do think that there are two kinds of fear. Number one, people are fearful about what's happening out there, about contracting something. That's one part of it. The other part is also, although volumes are up, you know, at the same time, business on an overall perspective is down, and there are many back office functions that are going to be affected. And people, you know, live understanding what's happening in the near term rather than the long term. Now, the good thing about FedEx is we've been through crises like this. We had it during the Asian financial crisis. We had it during, you know, the 9/11 attacks, again in SARS, the 2008 financial crisis. We've been through that, but many of the younger employees may not have been around for that long. So I think there is fear of what's happening out there, and there is fear about job security, regardless of the fact that volumes are up for now. So with regard to the second piece, I think our perspective has always been, you know, that we generally do not lay people off as a general rule. We tend to cut overtime, or, you know, pay cuts may happen, you know, bonuses may be reduced. So you know, jobs, generally people, we try to tell, to remind them of our history handling these issues in the past. This thing will pass. And, you know, our FedEx CEO on in the media in the U.S. says he believes, and he's very experienced with this too, so of course nobody absolutely knows, but he strongly believes that this is a V-shaped curve, a V-shaped downturn, and it will, you know, move up again soon. So we try to remind people about our success handling big situations like this in the past. You know, 9/11 was for us a very, very big piece that happened in 2001. So I think we try to address it that way with people. We try to help them as well, you know, through difficult times, working as a team, catering to their needs wherever it's possible. And then with regard to fear of what's going out there, I think, you know, we're taking all the measures we can. Every employee is issued with masks. We source it globally. They have gloves and masks. There's disinfection happening frequently. You know, so we do social distancing, even in our sort and so on. People are further apart from each other than they used to be. So there are some inefficiencies that come, but those cannot be helped in the interest of addressing some of the concern, fear and concern from our employees. You know, we started work from home for a lot of employees even before it was mandated by the government. So it's demonstrating genuine care and concern for our employees. Then the other part is about the motivation and morale. I think really in the end, it comes from two perspectives. As leaders, you know, my position and myself has always been, I'm not dealing with an employee. I'm dealing with a person. I'm not interested in you just as an employee. I'm interested in you as a person. I'm interested in what's happening with your family. I'm interested in what's happening with your kids and how they are coping. And I'm not just asking them about, you know, work-related issues, volume-related issues. When one of my employees had a son who's 8 years old and was sick in hospital and actually had to go into ICU, you know, I constantly kept in touch with him. And I think, you know, you show your value for people, and that makes them feel motivated to be part of your team. Not, you know, and they know that even if they are no longer with FedEx, I'd still keep in touch with them. And that's something I try to do. I have you know, in my phone, I frequently go down, scroll down the list, and I either text them, people who have, you know, long since left the company, or I keep in touch with them with a call. Because you have to be interested in people as people, not just as employees. And that, you know, has a big effect on motivating your team. People have told me that, you know, that's what keeps them staying on in a company like ours when we demonstrate habits like that. You know, they've said to me, and it may seem like I'm saying something that's about myself, but they have told me that, you know, working with you and for you is something where we learn a lot and we feel appreciated as people, and that goes a long way. The second part about this is I keep telling people, whether you're a manager or whether you're an employee, you know, your job is not to make sure that that delivery gets out by 6 p.m. and if the, you know, the package is delivered by 5 p.m. or 12 noon or whatever. Your job is not to push the service level up by one percentage point or reduce the bad debt or increase the sales. That is your task. It's not your job. Your job is actually about people. It's influencing people around you. It's having a sense of mission. So the staff know that it's not about the package that they're delivering. It's about the people behind the package. It's not about, you know, reducing the bad debt or increasing the sales. Yes, of course, that's important. That's critical. That's a KPI. But behind it, it's about influencing other people. It's actually making a difference in their lives. It's actually being a team and having meaning to your work. And that's why employees go out without complaining. That's why the team strives, even though they have, you know, to work from home and all kinds of obstacles. You know, it seems to be working very well in that perspective. So yeah, that's what I keep telling people. Wow. That's how we address the fear and the motivation.
Yeah, I mean, so well, that's extremely motivating and inspirational. What I'm getting out of this is, you know, you've done an organization that has got a strong set of values and is people focused, you know, and you've done the hard work to be able to stay fit and healthy during the hard times. So it's almost like, you know, you've been to the gym, but this is the people motivation gym. You've been on the culture gym. So when there are shocks to the system, the organization is fit enough to be able to deal with those shocks.